Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, we love the Lord God with all of our heart, with all of our might, with everything that we have. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Great news for today's world. The Sisters of the Lord, don't forget the website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com, or you can contact us at sistersoftheLord@yahoo.com. We are so blessed. As people are increasing daily, weekly, listening to great news for today's world, thank you so much for being a part. We count it an honor to come into your life, into your country. Tell everybody about the one and only Reverend Robin. And, of course, my awesome co-host, Miss Sister Sarah Eden. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Robin, how are you doing?
Oh, just had an awesome weekend. How about you?
Yeah, same here. We got the chance to get out and go ride the bike this weekend, enjoy the beautiful weather. And now it's, you know, been storming all day today, though, but it was beautiful this weekend.
Actually, Alexis, I looked at her. It was 3:59 this morning. Boom! It's like, oh, thank God. It's okay here. But yeah, we got to take a walk yesterday. I was getting house phobia, and we went to Muskogee, Oklahoma. Everybody, there's a beautiful azalea garden called Honor Heights. And got a little windy, got a little tired, but there's many benches to sit in, and it was just beautiful to sit in. I think it was like 72 degrees. Perfect.
Yeah.
So, God is good. I have a wonderful word for everybody today. It's called Net Breaking Blessings. Who is ready for Net Breaking Blessings? Everyone says, well, you just tell me the secret. Well, I will. Are you ready? Are you ready, Sarah?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First, I want you to decree this every day. I have net-breaking blessings.
I have net-breaking blessings.
Hallelujah. And, you know, the scriptures I'm going to share with you today is so awesome. So you want to read John 21:6 for me, please?
I sure will. So we're looking at John 21:6, and it says, "And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish."
And get this, a lot of people miss this. Casting means to throw it way out. And then also, he told you how to do it and where to do it, on the right side of the ship, not the left, not in front, but God will even direct you where to get that net-breaking blessings. And so they threw it on the right side, and we all know basically the story. There was so much they had called their friends and say, hey, come help. You know, they've been fishing all night. And then in Luke 5:4-5, we have now when he had left speaking, he says unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Go out to the deep, people. Don't stay up on the shore where it's safe. Go out into the deep and let down those nets. Let down your life, your cares, and draw up a drought of overflowing blessings. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled, we have worked all night, and have taken nothing. But nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And so he let down the net, and we know that the net started breaking and sinking the ship. You know, it's an overabundant supply. He will direct, he will tell you, but you've got to listen, do it, and obey it. Understand, Luke 5, no, not Luke. Let's see here, where are we? Let's read Matthew 4, 18 through 21, please.
Okay, 4, 18 through 21. And that says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
Same to you, sir.
Well, going back to Luke 5, I think one thing I want to point out that's going to be so important to this verse here in Matthew 4, at the end of verse 5 in Luke 5, it says, Simon replied, Master, we've worked hard all night and caught nothing. They've been working and tilling and doing all this work, but nothing has come of it. Yet, it says, but because you say so, I'll drop the nets. And that's one thing here. Robin said to obey. Obedience brings blessings, you guys. And I want that to just be ingrained in you guys, to be obedient to the Lord in anything that he calls you to do. Because even if it seems like nothing's coming from it, there is something coming from it. You may just not see it yet. And that is what is being revealed to me here in Matthew 4, is immediately these men, these fishermen that Jesus called, immediately they dropped what they were doing and they followed Christ.
Yes. They stopped working. They stopped toiling, like you just pointed out back in Luke. They followed Jesus and what he said, and their life became overwhelmingly blessed. It doesn't mean that we're saying you don't work, but quit toiling and stressing and striving and follow. Listen, do, and obey. I'm going to share just a couple of scriptures real quick. Just touch base. Everybody can write it down. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first. See, you've got to do certain steps first. It's just like if you paint, you've got to do the prep work, the preparation, tape things up, get things covered before you start flopping the paint all over the wall. You've got to cover against the ceiling trim. You've got to seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is his authority and power. We're not talking about heaven here. We're talking about his kingdom of power and authority. Take it. Obey. Listen. And it says, then all those things will be added. Mark 11:22. Have faith of God. Take it. Mm-hmm. Take it, God's faith. Do what he tells you to do. He's a loving father. Do you want net-breaking blessings? This is what this is about today. Give and it will be given. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. I always compare this like a bottle of Coke. If you shake that bottle of Coke, everything explodes. And that's what Luke 6:38 says. Give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men It's not going to fall from heaven. Man will give to your bosom. The same measure you meet, it'll be measured back again. Give joyfully. Give unto the Lord. Listen, obey, and do. What do you have to say, sister?
Yeah, I want to expand on Matthew 6. You guys, if you haven't read this chapter, I encourage you to go back and do that. Because then it will make so much more sense, verse 33, where it says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Well, what are these things? Well, it talks about it here in Matthew 6. In this part, it's talking about don't worry. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about what you'll eat or drink, about your body, what you put on. Don't worry about your clothing. And he says here, remember, look at the birds of the air. They neither reap nor gather into barns, yet the Father feeds them. So he says, how much more valuable are you than they? When you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, all things that you need, whether it's physical needs, spiritual needs, emotional needs, our Father in heaven will give them to you.
Hallelujah. And, you know, that means spirit, soul, and body. You say, well, how do you do that? Seeking the kingdom, pursuing, going after something. Like I always say, if you want a nice dress or you see something, you go after it. You seek after it. Spend time in prayer. Spend time with the Father God. Spend time in reading the Word, the food of life, you know. And also that... Again, we must, in Romans 12:12, it says rejoicing in hope, patient in testing, constant in prayer. You've got to be consistent. You can do it. God does not tell you to do something you cannot do. Man, I've been going through trials left and right lately. And, you know, my husband and I just rejoice and pray and just push each other on. And we're seeing those doors open that we've been praying about. You do things like 2 Corinthians 9:7. I'm going to read it. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Every man give according as he has purpose in his heart. Let him give, not grudgingly, not of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And it goes on and says, whatever you give, God will give it back overflowing. But do it as cheerfully. You know, I've seen so many people put money in their offering plate or something like, oh, my gosh, I could have bought something with this or did this. No, try God. In Malachi 3:10, it says, see that he won't open up the windows of heaven.
Yes.
There won't be room enough for you to contain that net. Breaking blessings that flows out to your friends, that flows out to your families. Stir yourself up. One more thing I was going to say, and Sarah, I want you to close it here and with prayer. But one more thing. Remember, Peter said, we worked all night, and now the sun was up, it was getting hot. Sometimes it looks ridiculous what God tells you to do, but nevertheless, obey the precious Holy Spirit. Do it and see if he won't bless you abundantly. Miss Sarah.
God has the power to provide you with more than enough of every kind of grace. That way, you will have everything you need always and in everything to provide more than enough for every kind of good work. You guys, that's not what I said. That's 2 Corinthians 9:8. Have faith in God because he has the power to provide you with all you need, to equip you for what you need for every day. Father, we praise you. We thank you that you are our provider in every way. We thank you that there's clothes on our back, that there's a house that we live in, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you protect us with your angels. They surround us each and every day. Thank you that you give us the shadow of your wings to hide under, Lord. Father, we come to you today, lifting up every person on this call, every listener that will listen to it later, And God, I just ask that you would pour out your abundant blessings to them.
Thank you.
Meet every need as they continue to seek the kingdom of God first in your righteousness, Father, putting you first and foremost in their lives. I pray that you would give them opportunities to seek you in ways that maybe they've never done before. Maybe it's worshiping at different times, praying more often throughout the day, Lord. Give them those opportunities. May they be more aware to seeing the time that they have to do that.
Yes.
But, Father, I just pray your abundant blessings over them now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Miss Sarah, and everybody that's listening out there. We love you. We just send air hugs to everybody. And stay tuned tomorrow on Happy Tuesday. Miss Sarah, I'm sure, has a word from the Lord for you. God bless you, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
With all my heart.